Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Now and forever.
Did you all have a good breakfast?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Once more, loudly, praise the Lord.
Now and forever.
Good. When I was praying and I opened the Bible, what message I should give to the group. So when I opened the Bible, I got Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to accomplish for more than all we ask or imagine, by the power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. So I was praying, dear brothers and sisters, we are on a journey. We make a journey, a spiritual journey. Do you all know where we are going? Where are we all going?
To heaven.
To heaven. This is called New Jerusalem. Okay? We are making the journey in New Jerusalem. So we have given certain privileges and power with us and within us. And we need to know this power is with us. What power we have. So Ephesians, there are six, you know, mainly six powers that we have given, you know, on our journey that we make. So we are blessed. The first thing is that Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. If you can note this one, this is very, very important, you know, this word of God. So it says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ. So all spiritual blessings that we have, we are already blessed in Christ. So Christ has given us. When we receive a baptism, that all the spiritual blessings are added to us, you know, to make this journey, you know, a perfect journey. And the second thing is Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. In him you also who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, the salvation that is we are journeying, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. So that is what makes the journey, you know, possible. So God has given us the Holy Spirit, the seal of the Holy Spirit marked in our heart. Now, whatever situation you are, you may be doing in a grave sin situation, whatever situation, this seal cannot be taken away. So this will be imprinted forever. So that's what, you know, the Holy Spirit is the person who is helping us. He's a helper, an advocate. So when we make this journey, and that is what we have to remember. We have the Spirit, the helper is given to you and me to make this journey possible. Okay, and the third thing is that another important thing, the power that work within us. Whoever, John chapter 6 verse 56, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. What is he speaking about?
Eucharist.
The Eucharist is another great power that is working with us and within us. Now it is says, Jesus said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. So what does it mean? It says, you know, Jesus comes to our life and our life is in Jesus, means we are, once we receive the Holy Eucharist, we are in the heart of Jesus. And that is the protection power that we are in the heart of Jesus. So how precious is, how powerful is that? You know, we have to realize that. And the fourth power that we have, Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit to come comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. That means it is said that we do not know how to pray, how to make our journey. We are helpless. So within our spirit, the Spirit of God will help us to, you know, pray or make our desire or decisions, you know, visible to our Heavenly Father. So the Spirit is helping us. And now another, the fifth one is Gospel of Matthew chapter 26 verse 36. Then Jesus went with them to the place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Jesus said, "You have to be with me, and I am going to pray, and even I'm going to pray not for myself, I'm going to pray for you." So the prayer of Jesus is always with us. And that is what even Gospel of Luke chapter 22 verse 31-32, Jesus said to Simon, "Simon, Simon, listen, Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail, and you once may not fail, and you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." And Jesus is saying, "I am praying for you, and I am actually interceding to my Father for you." So that's a power that we have. We have a God who always intercedes to his Father for whatever weaknesses or failures we have to strengthen us. And the final thing, letter to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us." Now here it says, when we make this journey, we are not alone. So we have, it says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Who are these people? The saints. Saints, you know, the Blessed Virgin Mary, you know, Saint Joseph, and all the saints. And they have realized this power. And they have lived this one. They have realized what power they are given in their life. You know, we always say, you know, "God, give me that, give me this." But Lord said, "You have already given. You have already given the power, but only thing is that you need to realize what you have given." You know, when the Spirit is with us, within us, I have to realize, well, God has given me the Spirit, and also especially the power of the Eucharist. When God comes into our life, I have this power given to my life. Because we are blessed in Christ, all the spiritual blessings. So once we realize this, we have this power given to us, then only we can make this journey clearly and possibly. We will get a clear eyesight, you know, make this journey possible. So dear brothers and sisters, today let us go through this word of God again and again, and let us remember and understand, you know, what power God has already given us, you know, to fight against the evil one. You know, it says we have only one enemy, one and only enemy. You know, our fight is not with the flesh and blood, Amen. But the darkness of this world, Amen. You know, and that's what these powers are with us and within us. It will help us. And God, may God bless each one of us. Let us realize what God has bestowed upon us. You know, what blessing we have. Amen.
Amen. Amen.